You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Recently, 17 people died in Iran from drinking bad alcohol. If you want to hear about the most dangerous whiskey in the world, then stick around. Started, we have to thank everybody out there that keeps this channel going. First and foremost, everyone who's ever gone to the Bourbon Real Talk website, gone to the shop, bought merch, you help pay to keep this channel going. But we also have the opportunity to sign up to support on a monthly basis through Patreon. We have to thank all of our Patreon members. You guys are the goats. You're the ones that keep it going. But it's not just about a donation. We have a lot of member benefits. We have bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups, monthly virtual bottle shares, massive discounts on merch. And you also get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the channel and its mission. And we thank all of you. Now, let's get into the subject at hand. So the reality is all 17 of those people that passed away, and there were dozens more who were hospitalized in this particular instance, was because there is prohibition on alcohol in Iran. Alcohol has been illegal in Iran for a very long time. And if history has taught us anything, it's that humans will drink even if the government tries to make it illegal. There's a reason why ownership of a still without a license in the U.S. is illegal. In fact, recently, people reach out to the channel all the time asking for us to promote their products, and usually they want to give me a free version of their product in exchange for advertising, which I'm typically not interested in doing. But somebody offered me an actual at-home still. A company offered to give me a still, and I literally had to send them the regulations that say it is a crime for me to even own the product that you're trying to give me. I cannot take it. And the reason why is because improperly distilled alcohol can produce high concentrations of methanol. And what makes methanol so dangerous in the human body is that it converts it to formaldehyde. The formaldehyde you're thinking, the embalming fluid. And your body converts formaldehyde into formic acid, and that poisons the body's cells effectively. So if you have too much methanol, which is a form of alcohol, in your distillate, it can become very dangerous. People can get sick and they can even die. And so prohibition creates accidental and sometimes purposeful death. What do I mean by that? Well, in 1927, the US government ordered industrial alcohol to be poisoned on purpose. It was in the middle of Prohibition. So Prohibition actually started, it was passed in 1919, it started in 1920. It didn't end until December the 5th in 1933. And in 1927, the government realized that there were industrially produced alcohols that were being used for, you know, making gunpowder and rubber and things like that. And that people were getting their hands on this and drinking it because it was so hard to find legally produced alcohol. And the government said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a bunch of this methanol in there, and we're going to poison anybody who tries to illegally drink. And this actually, it resulted in a lot of people dying. And that is the point that I'm trying to make in this. Because there is currently a movement towards prohibition today. If you do any research on the recommended number of drinks, the recommended number of alcoholic beverages per day, if you go and you Google that right now, what you're going to see is there are a lot of regional and international health organizations that are lobbying to push governments to change health guidelines to state that any amount of alcohol at all is unsafe. Even one drink is unsafe, is what they're telling you. And when you start to look into the underlying research that they're basing those recommendations on, it becomes abundantly clear that they started with the conclusion and they looked for small pockets of data that supported their presupposition. And that is how they came to their conclusion. In the case of Canada, which recently just changed their national guidelines, they ignored the results of literally thousands of studies in favor of just a few studies, something like 18 of thousands were the only ones that they based their conclusion on. And that's because they looked through the research until they find the studies that told them what they wanted to hear. And then they went and portrayed it to everybody that they had considered the thousands of studies and made it sound like all thousands of studies came to this, you know, conclusion that zero alcohol is the right amount. When the reality is, when you dig into the details of their research, they were kind of lying. And this is, you know, something that causes a problem for societies, because we, as regular consumers, believe that the scientists are impartial, right? That they're using the scientific method, that they come up with a hypothesis and they're testing it and they're willing to abandon their hypothesis if the data suggests that it's not true. These scientists, these so-called scientists, are ignoring accepted research, and just so that they can come to this conclusion. They ignore something called the J-curve effect. If you're curious about the effect of alcohol on the human body, go Google J-curve, the letter J and the word curve. And what you're going to find is that there is accepted research out there that shows that a moderate amount of alcohol actually reduces cardiovascular disease across the board. Now, a lot of the times when you ask these so-called scientists to justify their conclusions, they say that, you know, highlighting things like the J-curve effect encourages people to think that it's safe to drink any amount of alcohol. And that once they go past a certain point, and that's why it's called the J-curve, because if you drink nothing at all, you're at higher risk of cardiovascular disease. But there is an amount of drinking that lowers your risk below just the default of not drinking. But very quickly, as your number of drinks per day goes up, that J-curve goes up and the risks skyrocket, and not only in cardiovascular disease, but in a whole myriad of life-threatening illnesses. So we know that drinking too much is not healthy for the body, but to lie to the consuming public and tell them that drinking anything is dangerous is not science. It's politically motivated, and I hate it. And part of the reason why I hate it is many of the people who release this information, when you press them, they'll actually admit that they do drink some, even though they're trying to force the government to tell everybody to drink zero, but they allow themselves to drink some. So the mental gymnastics that they have to go through to come to these conclusions are, you know, they deserve a gold medal in the mental gymnastic Olympics, in my opinion.
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official whiskey wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
you could just...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup on the website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glentoppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't want to mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
So what is the world's most dangerous whiskey? It's the whiskey that people drink when governments try to tell people what to do with their bodies. You as a consumer need to do your own research. And don't just listen to me. Don't just say, oh, Randy said the J-curve and therefore blah, 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 blah. No, you go do your own research. Go look at some of these research papers and you decide what is right for yourself. Right? But once people start to believe that they're capable of making these types of decisions for other people, there's this other drive that kicks in, right? And you get to hide behind the idea of science, and you get to hide behind the idea of like, oh, it's just testing a hypothesis. But it appears to me that there's a more powerful force that drives people's conclusions in these situations, and it's the concept of intellectual and moral superiority. You get to be smarter than everyone else because you're the one that told everybody that drinking anything at all is dangerous. You get to be morally superior to everyone else because you're the only one brave enough to tell everybody to give up this national pastime, right? And once that moral and intellectual superiority kicks in a society, it leads to the vilification of those people who disagree with you. And we're seeing this right now in the political landscape all across all spectrums. We're not just talking about alcohol. Anyone who disagrees with you is evil. We can't have any discourse. We can't talk about it. And what I'm suggesting to keep the environment as safe as possible is that, you know, we need to create an environment where the government doesn't purposely poison their people because those that disagree with them deserve to die because they're not following the law. We need everyone to come to their own informed decision. And as that little girl says in that very cute video, you worry about yourself. So I hope this was exciting information for you. I was thinking of what giveaway can we do to thank you for taking the time to watch this video. And I thought, well, we're talking about prohibition. And the closest thing that I have to a prohibition whiskey is this here, 1938. Four Roses. So there's a whole episode about this bottle, how we dated it. Very interesting stuff. This bottle is a restricted bottle. When you come to my house, you don't get to drink this typically because we don't allow this to the public. But this is a 1938 Four Roses, just 5 years post-prohibition. And this whiskey was 3.5 years old. So this whiskey would have been distilled like within a year of prohibition ending. So I'm going to give away two 1 ounce samples. There's going to be two winners for this giveaway. And the way you're going to get access to this giveaway is, one, you're going to like this video. You're going to make sure that you're subscribed to the channel. You're going to ring the bell so you get notifications whenever we release new content. You're going to comment on this video, and you are going to share this video with your whiskey-loving friends. And that is how you do the basis, but you still need to give me your contact information. So down in the video description, there's going to be a link to enter to win one of these 1 ounce samples. Just click the link, fill out the form. I will run a randomizer and I will reach out to the two winners and I will mail you your prohibition era samples absolutely for free. So we thank you so much for watching. We'd love for you to consider joining Patreon, consider picking up some merch. And also another way you can support what we're doing is I'm a real estate agent. And if you need a real estate agent in the Dallas or Houston metro areas, just know I give epic closing bottle gifts. So I've given away Van Winkles. I've given away B-Tacs. And I will take very good care of you. So if you need real estate services, consider me. But if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we want to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy and why we do what we do. And we're all about connecting people through spirits. I lost a loved one to suicide. I saw that he was missing connection in his life. I saw whiskey creating connection between whiskey lovers. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey, the whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others so that you don't have to feel alone. And that is a lot of the reason why we do this. This is part of the reason why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey community where we do not allow troll behavior. It's very easy to make connections in there, to learn, trade samples, get access to really awesome local events. A lot of good things going on in there. And before we formed that, we looked at other, you know, platforms where we could create connection. And unfortunately, there's a lot of trolls out there that say and do a lot of hateful things on the internet. And one, we banned those people from Bourbon Real Talk Community. But two, they taught us something important. And that is, if some stranger can hate you online for no good reason, I can love you online for no good reason. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk.
Bourbon Real Talk Plus is the place to go to support the mission and vision of Bourbon Real Talk while connecting on a much deeper level. These monthly subscriptions are not simply a donation. While our faithful patrons do help to keep the show going, it's not a one-way street. There are a ton of perks to joining the Patreon. You get access to exclusive bonus content and discounts on Bourbon Real Talk merch. We have both in-person meetups and virtual bottle shares online. And best of all, you get access to the distillery takeovers, where we have private entry to a distillery for the day, sample barrels, fellowship, and so much more. So head over to Bourbon Real Talk Plus on Patreon today and check out the membership options to see what best fits you. And as always, thank you to our loyal patrons who support the show. We couldn't do it without you. Cheers.